Okay, Richard, today Employment Minister Chris Grayling released a progress report on the implementation of health and safety reforms. Can you tell us why the report has come about?
The government are committed to providing stakeholders with regular progress reports, and this will be the first one following the Lofsted report last year. And of course, it also includes the latest update on the Lord Young report implementation.
And to what extent do you agree with what Employment Minister Chris Grayling said when it was released today, that getting rid of regulation won't undermine the UK's good record on health and safety, but will improve its bad record on red tape?
Well, I think getting rid of redundant regulations, of course, doesn't undermine anything and is just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the announcements are always wrongly about cuts to regulations and reducing burdens, implying that the duties will be lessened in some way, which, of course, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our position is that simplification and improvement are welcome, but this mustn't erode our good health and safety standards.
Okay, and what opportunities does the progress report represent for IOSH?
Well, the report also includes the invitation to Professor Lofsted to conduct an independent review into how well the implementation of his report is going.
Mm-hmm.
So IOSH will have the opportunity to share our concerns with Professor Lofsted about the scale and speed of the proposed changes and also about the exemptions of the self-employed, which we think are unnecessary and unhelpful and give the wrong message. Another thing, important thing about the report that's come out today
mm-hmm.
is that it gives some really useful timescales for some important consultations, which will be a great help to us when we come to involve our members in these consultations.
And what would IOSH like to see as a result of, I mean, you covered a bit of it there, but as a result of Professor Lofsted's independent review, which is set to be released in January, what would we want to see from that?
We would like to see stakeholder views, such as ours, taken on board and a rethink about the speed and scale of the proposed changes. Specifically, we'd like to see the consultations spread over far more time to avoid consultation overload and the possible poor response rates from stakeholders. We'd also like him to comment on the confusing way in which the proposed cuts to regulations have been presented in the media, with varying figures quoted from 34%, 50% to 84%. And we'd like him to take more evidence about the potential downsides of exempting the self-employed.
Great. Thank you, Richard. And where can IOSH members find out more about what IOSH's interaction is, what opportunities there are to comment on what Lofsted's doing? Would they be able to find that on the website?
Yes, of course. Any new consultations, we will alert members usually on the homepage briefly, and that usually gets advertised in Connect. And of course, our consultation web pages will also contain the latest in the live section. Will contain all the latest consultations that we're being involved in.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you.